it's so good to hear that evening whistle blowing. Won't be long before I see that miracle once more. Yeah, my lady is waiting to love away the pressures of a very hard day. It's so good to be back in our arms where we can leave the rest of the world outside. Yeah, she's so they grow sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Every day. It's like the weight of the world has been lifted off of my shoulders. This sweet woman is another. Back in our arms where we can leave the rest of the world outside. Paradise is where she takes me each and every time. She's so wonderful. It's so nice to be back home again with you.
Welcome to African Rhythms and appropriately Sam D's The Homecoming for the welcome return of my co-host Mike Ingram.
Thank you, David, and it is nice to be back home.
Your new home. I mean, I know it's nice to go back to New York and all of that, but, you know, we'd like to have you around here, too, you know, helping promote and love this music.
Well, I like being around here, and some interesting things. When I took my last trip back to New York City, apparently a lot of folks missed out on what could have been described as Prince would say, the jam of the year. Prince played a small club in New York City called Irving Plaza. He just took Chaka Khan, a couple of his trusted sidemen, and proceeded to jam from 2:30 in the morning to about 7. And apparently there wasn't a dry eye or unsweaty shirt in the house. I mean, he just funked it up, and apparently that's the direction where he's going at. A couple of colleagues were at that. Unfortunately, I wasn't there, but they said that he just wouldn't stop. He just tore the place down. So,
well, that's great to hear. It'd be nice
we'll
to see some
new musical turn in Prince's evolution here as an artist again.
tonight. Let's get back to the soul, my brother.
Well, no doubt about that, brother. It was some interesting stuff as well, hearing in New York on a music channel, VH1, which is like our Much Music here, but I guess it's geared for older people. They had assembled a poll of approximately 650 or so musicians, writers, music people, and they asked them who their top 100 artists of all time were. Now, when the list was finally produced, there were some obvious things there, like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones were near the top, but there were some interesting things in between.
Yo, Jimi Hendrix was considered the best guitarist. I'm a spoken word artist from Ottawa,
Ontario. A lot of people
knew
that already, but he was considered the greatest guitarist by his peers, and he was rated number 3. Elvis Presley was rated number 8. A couple of spots below James Brown and Bob Dylan.
Nice to know.
We have some other things in there that was interesting. Brother Ray Charles was listed number 12. Mm. Miles Davis was 39. And
good.
Al Green, 37.
Yeah, but some glaring omissions.
But some very glaring omissions, my brother. Sam Cooke, no show. Wilson Pickett.
Bobby Blue Bland.
Not in the house. No Bobby Blue Bland. No Jackie Wilson. No Chaka Khan. Oh, there was a lot of... I think what the impact of this really shows was that there's still some real misconceptions to many people over what really was rock and roll. And to a lot of folks, my generation beyond, that started with the doo-wop people and the Bird groups and stuff like that in the 50s. And the term rock and roll actually was talking about going to bed and having sex. It didn't have anything to do with this other stuff. That was the question. Can you rock and roll? You know,
yeah.
The sheets.
Well, I mean, in my mind... rock and roll is Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five and all that came after it, you know. He was the first one to actually take a novelty kind of idea and combine that with swing jazz.
He wasn't listed among them either, that's right.
Yeah. One of the great, great figures that should not be off any list of rock and roll. All right, well, why don't we play now what's been considered the dark end of the street of the 90s by our friends at Voices in England magazine. And this is Bobby Blue Bland from 2 or 3 years back, title track from his Years of Tears CD.
Bobby ain't on the list either.
Now that is injustice.
Yes, indeed.
When I wake up in the morning, I say a little prayer. Lord, give me the strength to go on. I can't make it by myself. Today I lost my job, but when I get home, I got a family to tell. Lord, have mercy on me. I need it more than anybody else. Years of tears, I've seen them come and I've seen them go. I don't worry about tomorrow, what waits for me, I already know. If I could see into my future, oh, I'm sure for me that it will show. I've got years of tears, oh Lord, to go with. My baby need clothes. Oh, we run out of food. To some people, life has been so sweet. To me, it's been so cruel. I say, baby, we gonna make it. But in my heart, I don't see how. It's the same sad situation. Day in, day out. Yeah. I've seen them come and I've seen them go. I don't worry the future. Oh Lord, for me, I know it would show. I've got years of tears, oh Lord, to go.
Say I ought to be ashamed of myself. They say, how would you feel if that were your woman and your love was being ripped off by someone else? But oh, I look at it this way. Any man mistreats his woman is throwing her love away. You can't steal something, no you can't, that's been thrown away. Hey baby, hey baby.
You can't steal something,
no you can't, that's been thrown away. Now when he had your love all to himself, you know he chose to act like a fool. But do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I guess he forgot the golden rule. But oh, I look at it, I look at it this way. Any man mistreats his woman, throwing her love away. And you
can't steal,
you can't steal something now that's been thrown away. No, you can't. No, you can't. You
can't steal,
you can't steal something. That's been thrown away. Hey baby, according to Webster, stealing is taking something that belongs to someone else. But her love,
You know what? When that old ballpoint runs out of ink, ain't nothing you can do but just throw it away. And you know it's time to get rid of that old car. It's just about the time it stops running on you. But you know what? I think he thought he could do you like that, baby. Just kind of use you up like old Pamper and just throw you away, you know what? But I got news for you. See, you can't steal something that's been thrown away. Losers weep us, and finders keep us. That's what the children say. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. You can't steal something now that's been thrown away. No, you can't. No, you can't, baby. You can't steal something now that's been thrown away. No, you can't, baby. I said to you, you can't. It's been thrown away. Oh. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. You can't steal something now that's been.
Unbelievably, that is Soul in 1997. Bobby Patterson, a great singer from yesteryear, and that's his second coming CD, and definitely the right title, Second Coming, Mike.
He did a nice job of cleaning up the orchestration there. I mean, you were mentioning that sounded like he had done it in his own home studio and stuff, but the Bobby Patterson that I first heard didn't sound anything like this Bobby Patterson now. I mean,
yeah.
The soul is still there, but he has definitely modernized it somewhat, and it definitely sounds, it has a current feel to it.
Well, I read in Voices, they were comparing it to the great Womack and Pickett.
That's what it reminds me of.
You know, it's got the magical feel, but you're right. I mean, he's refined his own production. He wrote the song. He's refined what he's doing, and he's become a great master, and he's obviously an unsung hero. I mean, this is somebody, they don't know how to market guys that good.
I find it kind of amusing that a lot of these A&R people are still looking at someone's resume and looking for these pimply-faced teenage kids to turn this stuff out, because they think youth will generate product over a course of a career. Instead, he's got guaranteed people here. People who know the business, people who can do this, turn out wonderful work, and draw crowds. But if you don't expose, you can't bring folks to it. If they don't know about it, you can't bring them to it.
I mean,
so
people like
vicious circle.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, people like Paul Kelly, George Jackson, and Bobby Patterson, all songwriters as well as singers. And it's too bad that newer talents like Johnny Gill or some of the younger talents, Keith Washington, aren't writing songs for these people, and as well as singing them themselves, because they don't certainly lack any kind of ability to sing their own songs.
Exactly. You know, what we may be seeing here, David, is a similar backlash to probably a generation back when the young didn't appreciate the music of the parents, considered it the music for the old country folks, or for lack of a better phrase, too black for them, or whatever, too raw, and in an era where you want it, where some people can't handle it in that pure form, you have to homogenize it and tone it down for them so that they can find it palatable. You're not getting this to the degree that you should be getting it, and because of that, we have a lack of material, like we've been talking about often. And these old soul guys who have been here all the time, who are going to always turn out product, who are going to always be here to do good work, they don't have the opportunity to get the exposure because their age is now also against them, as well as the lack of the opportunity to have a broad spectrum to push this music. And because there's no backup from the younger people to sing this stuff as well, and maybe do their stuff, or do covers that were done by them, there's no rush to come to this stuff. They want to work at their own material, but no material's coming out. Here's a wealth of information and stuff that's right there ready for them, and they're not going for it.
In a perfect world, I mean, even in the late 60s, the way great songs were getting heard, Aretha and Pickett and such, today it could happen. I mean, you could have Van Morrison and B.B. King and better-known people popularizing great songs, but somehow they're not getting to hear some of this. They're not. They don't know who Bobby Patterson is, I don't think.
Exactly. I don't want to get too wordy on this, but I do want to say this much. The old soul men and soul women understood what it took to write a song back in the days when you had to get something in 3 minutes or under. They knew how to take an idea, shape it, bring it to fruition, and musically sculpt all of that. We don't have that type of discipline, with very, very, very few exceptions nowadays. And you don't have the luxury of having the financial backing to be able to turn out that kind of material as well. So there's a lot of pressure going on underneath the scenes. You know, there's more to it than just the getting behind the mic.
No, but I'm going to stay optimistic and say it's all going to come around. But But hey, let's go back and give them one more example of great soul back in the day. Mitty Collier.
Mitty Collier, one of the little Chess record darlings. And if there's a signature hit for a singer, this one has to be it for Ms. Collier, because she had a talk with her man, not the night before, but last night.
bring on this next young woman. I was just reading in the newspaper today. They were talking about the humility of this young woman. Been nominated for a Grammy. And when they asked her for comments about it, she said, I just don't understand how that I was selected. And the news writer, whoever it was, wrote the article, said apparently she has not listened to her own record if she did not know why she was nominated. There is none like the young lady that I'm about to introduce to you. My God, she has a sweet spirit, saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and living what the songs that she's singing about tonight. And I want you to act like you've shown up, lover, as I bring on Sister Vanessa Bell with a hearty amen. Let me see you say amen. Woo! Sister Vanessa Bell.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace yeah.
Vanessa Bell Armstrong, and it's nothing like, there's nothing like the heights that gospel singers get to, you know, it's amazing.
Let the church say amen.
No, the woman has got a gift, she's groomed it, and she knows how to use it.
Yes, know? Indeed. It's, I always like how we understand how the musicians know how to get from A to Z and how they make the trip interesting, and I like what Vanessa Bell does there and going back and forth and that nice little change at the end where she comes down and you hear the organ come down there with her and stuff.
Yeah.
That nice little rough smooth type
that
feel
interplay with there. The organ really added to the build at the end of the song. You know, it was quite
put
quite
some grit in it. I like that.
Now, something we've been talking about for a while, but whilst you were gone I managed to finally get it. The Marvin Gaye Vulnerable CD that he finished the vocal tracks before he died in the early 80s. And the strings were recorded way back in the late 60s, but they never were able to release it. So Marvin had it in the bag a long time, but we know he had aspirations at being a pop vocalist, a Sinatra, if you will.
This is true. Marvin wanted to croon. And when the pop stuff jumped off, and Motown started to make money, and they were able to come out of that little blue shack up there in Detroit, Michigan. Barry just told him straight up, look here, you may want to be Sinatra, but you're going to have to do Hitchhike and Stubborn Kind of Fella in order to make us rich, literally. And that's what happened. But Marvin always had this in the back, and he was had he been here to fulfill his greatness, God bless him, he was a 90s kind of guy, sensitive, just a balladeer. He wanted to make the women happy, and he did that in a lot of his shows, but he wanted to do the I got my hat cocked and I'm smoking a cigarette and I'm singing I left my heart in San Francisco. This is what Marvin Gaye really wanted to sing. And
yeah,
I think this CD is indicative of the type of stuff that he really wanted to do.
To the credit of Marvin, he could do it all. He could do the pop vocal, he could do the socially conscious, and he could do the Motown Northern Dance kind of style. He could do it all well, and credit that at least it got recorded and finally put out. So let's check a couple tracks out now from the Marvin Gaye Vulnerable.
This is sweet sorrow, living for tomorrow. My love for you should have faded along a real long time ago. Yes, yes, all been for a while. Wish I some new fighting thing. Oh, smiling by now. Oh, with my heart on me.
Love you so much.
I won't cry no more. Now that you've left me, baby, I won't cry no more. Now that you I have shed a million tears since we've been apart, but tears can never mend my broken heart again. I won't cry no more. I'll just forget you, darling. I'll just forget you, girl. I am closing the door on all my memories. You don't love me. The one love, baby, that my heart and soul is longing for. This is goodbye. I won't cry. Darling, I won't cry no more.
Some quite incredible Marvin Gaye, and I think we're just going to have to listen to another track from the CD because, I mean, there is really only 6 or 7 tracks on the CD because 3 of them are 2 vocal versions. But even so, I mean, to have material this great not released is unbelievable, really.
I can tell you that someone like a Luther Vandross would kill for a track like this. Everything about that arrangement speaks of Luther when he was at his heights. And I don't even think Sinatra could touch this. As great a singer as Sinatra is, he couldn't do the same thing with this same type of work.
Yeah, I would have to agree. Barbara Streisand, as great as she is, Marvin could have been selling records like Barbara with material like that. You know,
I think that's always going to be a problem. Not a problem, but something that a lot of the singers will have to deal with in terms of artistically, where do they want to go? Because you're always struggling for creative control. Then once you have some semblance of that, it's where do you want to take that control? What do you want to be seen as? Mm. You know, do you want to be a soul singer, a balladeer, a disco singer? You know, all of these things get caught up then when they start to label, and it takes sometimes the artist in a direction where they really shouldn't go. So staying true to yourself and what you feel is your music is very important.
Yeah, Marvin fought to do what he wanted to do, and unfortunately, as great as Sexual Healing and Let's Get It On is, I mean, they're some of my favorite records, but unfortunately they sold so well that the record company wanted to market him as a sex symbol, and this other stuff didn't matter, mm-hmm. basically. But I wish that they'd let him do both, really, you know, because Marvin showed that he could do it all. You know, it's tragic, really.
That's an excellent point. I think the answer, David, lies back in the way the people at Atlantic, Ahmet Ertegun and Jerry Wexler, saw the genius of Ray Charles, and they just said, this man has the goods. Leave him alone. Let him do whatever he wants to do. It's all right with us, because not only is he making us money, he's making some excellent music, and I think more record companies have to have that same kind of faith in their artists. If they're going to go with somebody, go with them all the way. Don't just wait for them to, you know, hit a home run and then hope they'll do it again and again and again.
Amen to that. All right, from Marvin's last masterpiece, this is the opening track.
You are just too cold. You were cold as ice. You wasn't very nice. Why did I choose you? What did I see in you? I saw the heart, oh, that you hide somewhere. I saw a quiet girl who had a gentle way, and it touched me in its glowing spell. Why did I want you, babe? What did you offer me? Just a love to last my lifetime through. Ooh, 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 ooh. And when I lost my heart, baby, oh, so many years ago, I lost it now. I would still choose
you. CITR is proud to support the 36th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival on July 19th, 20th, and 21st at Jericho Beach.
This year's festival features over 60 artists, including Steve Earle and the Dukes, Aidan Knight, Kathleen Edwards, The Cat Empire, and many more.
Be sure to get your tickets today for the best weekend of your summer.
For more information, visit thefestival.bc.ca.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
I'm gonna chop down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tennis flew right.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
From 1993, A Matter of Time, Vertical Hold. Certainly a band that's hopefully in a matter, it's just a matter of time until they get appreciated.
Nice swoop out of the Wayback Machine from the 60s back to present day. That was nice. The Vertical Hold CD that you were just talking about. I found that real interesting that a young group like that, no one knows about, no one would want to know about them because where's the publicity? It's... Mm. I mean, 1993, where were they being played? You know, it's like something's going beyond the A&R people. You've got people who are supposed to be out here to do this one thing, distribute this material, get it out there to people who want to hear it and let them know, you know, we've got new material. We got new groups. We have new artists that people need to hear.
Yeah, well, that's I found out about British DJ Richard Serling. I believe it has something to do with Expansion Records, who they've been putting out quality material from the U.S., from small labels as well as major labels. But the Vertical Hold, apart from England, it didn't really get the respect. So in the Blues and Soul poll, it was actually, they were voted best new group of the year that year.
It's kind of like one of those directors who makes this great kind of artsy film and it gets a lot of recognition from their peers but doesn't make any money. So, like, what do you do with it, you know?
Yeah, no, it's unfortunate. These are the way things go, my friends, sometimes.
Now, but give props to the indies, though, for hanging in there and trying to get that material out there. Much love.
All right. Well, another vocalist we often talk about, and I know, Mike, she's one of your favorites, Chaka Khan.
Chaka, well, I've always disliked the fact that Chaka's material has never really been as good as it could have been. But when it comes to overall singing, in my humble opinion, Chaka Khan is the most dangerous female voice on planet Earth. She has put more women out of the singing business than any other female, and Whitney Houston will tell you that, and a lot of other females in her era will tell you the same thing, because she can sing jazz, she can sing pop, she's smart, and despite the fact that she drugged up her life for a certain degree, even all the damage she did couldn't destroy that beautiful instrument of a voice that she has.
I was recently reading in the Voices from the Shadows Soul magazine, Rod Dearlove was saying that, I mean, the two uncontested great singers in female soul, in my mind and in Rod's mind, were Aretha Franklin and Linda Jones, that you couldn't really argue about the stature of those two. But trying to get in the gate, as Rod put it, are a whole host of other great female singers like Denise LaSalle, like Chaka Khan, and many, many others.
No argument with that at all. I just said Chaka's problem is that her best material was early when she was singing with Rufus.
Yeah.
And she never had the opportunity to get a hold of either that one writer or that one producer who would give her those killer tracks that she could work her instrument to its fullest. She always gave us a tease here and a tease there, and was satisfied with pop success to a degree, and she never really stretched out the way she could have with that voice.
A mystifying love. I've known rivers ancient as the world and older than the flow of human blood in human veins. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. I bathed in the Euphrates when dawns were young. I built my hut near the Congo, and it lulled me to sleep. I looked upon the Nile and raised the pyramids above it. I heard the singing of the Mississippi when Abe Lincoln went down to New Orleans, and I've seen its muddy bosom turn all golden in the sunset. I've known rivers, ancient, dusky rivers. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. I went to the gypsies, gypsies sitting all alone. I said, tell me, gypsy, when will my gal be home? Gypsy said, silver, put some silver in my hand, and I'll look into the future and tell you all I can. I crossed her palm with silver, then she started into lie. She said, now listen, mister, she'll be here by and by. Oh, what a lie. I've been waiting and a-waiting, and she ain't come home yet. Something must have happened to make my gal forget. I hates a lying gypsy. We'll take good money from you. Tell you pretty stories and take your money from you. But if I was a gypsy, I would take your money too.
UBC Radio. Remember that soul is part of a balanced breakfast. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Chaka Khan is the most dangerous female voice on planet Earth.
Oh,
caught between the passion and the hurt, the pleasure and the pain. But only love could ever have taken us this far. Why can't we start again from right where we are? I believe
that was there.
We will always be. We will make it work somehow.
That was then. This is now. That was then. This is now.
Now I know just where we went wrong. We were listening too much to the words and not enough to the song. I know just what I want to do. I wanna hold you all so close and give all my love to you. And if we vow to get a little closer every day, and if we make a promise now to meet halfway.
We try to bring you some of the new soul sounds and African rhythms. 101.9 FM on your dial, and that's Vanessa Rubin. Something special and something new, Mike.
Yeah, that was nice to hear some new stuff. Nice little funky little flavor at the end of that. Vanessa with some nice translation and original material. Gotta really like that.
Yeah, you know, she's showing some vocal class already, and I believe it's her first CD, but she certainly deserves to get some props. And I could see, the, you know, a nice, slick, modern production. She could be hitting that low-down, slow-soul dance floor, too.
That was a nice idea of a nice ballad being built up from the ground up and funked out at the end there. I mean, she did a great job, and the fact that it wasn't a stand-in and she did some original work, that's really uplifting. That's very encouraging. I hope to hear more from this young lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, what do we got coming up here, Mike? We got a heat wave track?
Well, you know, I had heard some strains of this very song we're about to play on a couple of shows ago, and it started getting me thinking about, Johnny Wilder and Heatwave, and you know, they were very, you know, they were kind of poppy. A lot of people, it was one of those groups that you really liked a lot or you did not like at all. But Johnny Wilder is always and forever will stand out as a soul classic, as a modern soul falsetto tenor. But this particular song was kind of lost in the sauce because Mind Blowing Decisions turned out to be the hit off of this album. The song is called The Star of a Story. If you listen to the little strain, you'll hear the sample where it came from two shows ago. Johnny Wilder Jr. on lead.
All right. You're listening to David and Mike on African Rhythms.
Cause you're the star.
Final track for the night, our own Canadian Bobby Taylor, and a very obscure track. Boy, this is something, Mike. Wait till you hear this one.
Oh, sounds like good stuff. Yeah. But I guess before I gotta go, let me say out here to Port Moody, to Port Coquitlam, Burnaby, New Westminster, Vancouver, if you all want to know where the soul trees grow, the roots of all that, and that that encompasses it, can be found right here on African Rhythms.
Amen to that. That was Mike Ingram. I'm David Jones. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM on your dial. Peace and love.
Was sweeter than any cup of coffee I ever made before. Then know your little miss
sweetness,
your little miss
sweetness,
sweetest girl in the world now,
sweetest girl in the world,
sweetest girl in the world now,
sweetest girl in the world now.
If ever